The Villains Talk Show.
There's a reason that it's there, John. It's unique because I misspelled it.
John, you forgot the E in my name too.
With me,
you're not even on the list.
Sarah Vike.
You don't even have Caden on the list.
Insaniac and Jeremy. And we'll add it right now. Caden.
Spell my name right, sir.
It's too late for that.
It is important. It's for my
close.
People are going to look up. What if there's a dude that actually has that name and you're sending people to the wrong profile, you dick?
Okay.
Because I know somebody does have that name. I don't know if they're a streamer, but I know somebody uses my real properly spelled username. I tried one day to get it back, and I'm like, oh, shit, somebody else has it.
Where's the E go at the very end?
Between I and A.
D-E-N.
Oh, yeah, for Caden as well. He spelled his name. But for me, it's it is between I and A. You wanted to spell my name like you would normally Caden's, and you just want to spell...
Wow. That was so imperative. Thank you for everything. Anyway. Yeah.
Still spell Caden's name wrong.
I'm kind of hurt, I'll be honest.
Anyway.
A-E.
Great. I can
fix it. No, you're A before E, except after C, John. Come on.
You know...
You? After who?
Sometimes you can forward. Just...
Don't you just love having us in your stream, John? This is exactly what we're here for.
To show how much... Anyway... today...
Changing topics really quickly.
As quickly as I can. I thought we'd... Because it's Halloween, we'd talk about past Halloweens.
Oh,
I know.
I thought we would talk about Christmas.
I mean, that would be actually pretty funny. Talk about Christmases past. Yeah, that would make me laugh.
I mean, isn't there only ever a Christmases past? There isn't really a Christmases future until it happens.
I mean, yeah, tell that to Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, because we don't know that. Andrew. We don't know if there's a Christmas future.
Andrew, why are you...
You can understand that there'll probably be a Christmas next year. So there's a Christmas, or this year. So that's probably a Christmas of future. Year, yeah, there's a Christmas of this future.
You're really hoping so, John, but who knows?
I mean.
Who really knows, John? Tell me about it.
You tell me.
This is our topic of the day. Predictions of Christmas. John, can you make them?
I know there'll be a Hanukkah, so I can stand by that.
Will there be a Thanksgiving this year?
Probably, maybe not. If there's not a Christmas, Thanksgiving. See, we could have a Thanksgiving, but not have a Christmas.
Well, ridiculous. We don't care about them.
Oh, don't say that.
Well,
careful.
Don't say that.
A lot of people angry.
Sarah.
This isn't your Twitch account. Don't you say that?
You just lit the entire damn fire. You don't care about America.
Not their weird backwards Thanksgiving in November.
Isn't. Where did our Thanksgiving even come from? That being said, man, Christmases of the future, I just want...
World peace?
Oh, God, no. That's not fun.
Merry Christmas.
Are you kidding me? That would... Anyway, back on... Somewhat of a topic. Yeah, okay. No, I thought we could all just talk about, yes, Americans are rabble, thank you.
I was trying to go rabble. the chat kind of stopped me from spamming.
But, I thought we could talk about Halloween's from our childhood and up, and how it kind of changes. And, because there's not really going to be much of a Halloween this year. So
for me, the one thing that changed the most with Halloween was the damn weather. It used to be, so nice and warm on Halloween when I was a kid. And you could go out wearing, like, whatever, And then when I was like 10 and fucking like Alberta, man, when I was in the 2000s, October was nice during Halloween.
I think you are
hallucinating. I also was not a baby to the cold. I loved what the winter.
He's got a point.
I used to roll in snow for fun, just on a side note. So the cold didn't bother me. Maybe I'm just like,
okay, also
that could have been a factor. But for me, as you know, time went on, I started having a way. I mean, I didn't have to wear a tutu or a dress, so it probably wasn't as cold. I was normally wearing.
But I mean, there were some Halloweens when I was young, when I was like 4 or 5, where I remember the only kind of costume I wore was literally like
a face
because it was just full snowsuit because it was like minus 30 and you're still trick or treating. So I mean,
that didn't happen to me until I was like in my like teens sorts. But by then, when I had to do that, where it was like I had to just wear a mask, I used to go to different places. I used to go to more than one house multiple times with different masks. And one time, just wearing a coat or not wearing a coat, or wearing a coat, wearing a different coat or a sweater.
I was not allowed to trick or treat as a child.
Yeah, I imagine. Or should say you.
Why? Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think I know why Jeremy wasn't. But if you want to share. Please go ahead, because that sucks. Trick-or-treating was the damn best.
It was.
It was the best time
of my life. I was one of the few kids that would stay up past like midnight.
When I was a kid, I went to a church that was actually, it met in a community center. And so they actually used Halloween as an opportunity to do like a community outreach through a giant party. And so everyone would dress up. You would come, you would get tons of candy. Like you would beach bed candy all night, and then you take home a big bag with you as well at the end. And there were bouncy houses and games and snacks and treats, friends, and it was so much fun. I was not allowed to trick, but I look back on my Halloweens as the best.
That's one hell of a trade-off.
That's very interesting. It's
different. Have to go out in the
cold. Huh. Yeah. Instead of going out trick-or-treating, it's
like running around.
It's like a kid's wet dream. You either get to spend one night in Wonderland or go out with your friends and trick-or-treat. But like,
at the same time, when you turn like 20, that's kind of what people do anyways. But your Wonderland is like a bunch of bottles of booze.
But like, I remember like some of my greatest and most fun nights were running around on Halloween. Like, some of the things me and my friends ended up doing, even though, like, some of it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, especially as a teenager. Like, Halloween was one of those nights.
Like, killing other people's houses, or, like, scaring people, or, like...
Well, I mean, it was one of those nights for me, too. It was just all in one place, but it was so, so much fun.
I only got to do that when I did the 30-hour famine at my school. I had to sit in a room for a day in the gym, and all we did was watch.
I did that once, but we did not sit in a room for.
What's the point of just sitting in a room and just fasting?
I don't know.
Like, why wouldn't you just be able to like go do what you want? Or they don't trust you?
Games and stuff, but it was like, yeah, we sat inside of the school. No, we were expected to do sometime of fasting in the school and sometime at home.
We just
had school during our 30-hour famine. Like, part of it was just a school day.
That just sounds...
For us, we just hung out at the school for, like, a weekend. Either, like, hung out in the gym or you got to watch movies. And you pretty much did stuff you'd do at home, unless you wanted to hang out in the gym.
I mean, I think ours was a Thursday, Friday.
That just sounds like a horror story.
It was pretty boring.
It really does.
Friday, I don't know why... Thank God.
Because you thought you were doing something helpful, but you were being played by the school because we were dumb kids.
As soon as you said school and weekend, I'd be just no.
I never did, except for this one time. And yeah, no, I see why I never did. I get it afterwards. And this was when I was like 16. Or no, wait, no, 14. Okay. Anyways, Halloween's.
Yeah, back to Halloween's. So Sarah had great, and then I don't think Jeremy had Halloween's.
Nope. Well, we did, but we didn't. It was kind of like a family day, kind of like what Sarah did with her church, but with
with just our family. Go like
that'd be fun.
Bowling or go to the wave pool. Wave pools actually be pretty much fun.
I can imagine a lot of leisure boys would probably would be. Let's see. I used to trick or treat from like gas stations and shit.
Really?
Yeah, they give me candy.
I trick-or-treated as an adult.
Probably because they saw you and they're like, oh my god, this is so sad. Look at this kid coming to a gas station to get candy. He must have no houses nearby and he must have horrible parents. Yeah, just give him a time apart.
That's fine. It was the best shit, dude. That was the point. Like, it was just me, dude, and I know how it sounds, yeah.
Oh, you're by yourself, too? That's even better.
No, it was me and a buddy. Yeah.
It's almost genius.
It's sad, though.
It's so sad.
I mean, I didn't go there because I had nowhere else to go. I went there because I went there with the purpose in mind of getting shit, so I mean, that's what a gas station's kind of for.
I know, but imagine being the gas person. Just
what a twist. This. I went to the gas station to get things?
Just gave it to me for free.
I mean, it's not opposed to the other times when I stole it as a kid. I was a shoplifter at fucking 7-Eleven all the time. I walked out of there with lots of shit. Don't do that, kids. Not good.
It's not
good. What? Shoplifting is bad?
But I didn't get caught for a long time.
But what if it's looting? You know? What if it's looting?
That looting is also bad.
But even if it's in revenge?
I was going to say, it depends on the looting. Yeah, and the context. But
even if it's revenge for the...
That's probably not.
No. All forms of looting are bad.
Yeah, I'm with Jeremy on this one.
I mean, revenge...
There's a reason it's called looting. No. All forms of looting are bad.
I'm not so sure.
Well,
I'm with Jeremy.
Me and my friends, we had a we lived in.
What about when you fucking conquer the boss, bro? You gotta get the loot.
We lived in a.
I don't fight a lot of bosses in my day to day life,
dude. What's wrong?
I don't want to point out who the boss would be in that situation. That's bad.
But when me and my friends trick or treated for like. My whole we lived in core, like right in the downtown core, and like where all the houses are. So there was literally like about 400 houses, including a whole line of like multi-million dollar houses right on a ridge. And we'd literally start at like 6 o'clock at the bottom by the river and go all the way up, and we'd all carry like four bags, and we'd go to hit every single house. And we would always do it. And like, I'd literally come home with like four bags of candy. And there was like, when we walked, we were like a pack of like, you know, about 40 or 50 kids. Wow. And like, we went we traveled as one giant group.
40 or 50.
Because we all, like, because the three junior highs.
As you do.
Well, there was three junior highs all within 5 blocks of each other. So we all knew each other. And like, we all hung out. Like, we all knew each other. You know, so we'd all trick or treat together.
I just imagine your neighborhood or that neighborhood, every Halloween is like, they're coming. And just 50 students stomping down the highways, like pounding on everybody's doors and shit. Like,
and we'd come at one time. God. So like, oh, wait. So one time, one of our best Halloween costumes is all of us were boxes. Nothing on them, just boxes with little slits. So we'd go up as like 40 boxes on someone's porch, ring the doorbell, and just plant. And then when they'd open the door and look, we'd all open our little flaps and just sit there. It was one of the best Halloweens ever. Everyone was a box.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No one's gonna see
you. You imagine opening the door and it's just 40 boxes all sitting on your front lawn. They all open.
That's nowadays we would call that an
where's
Amazon.
The, yeah, like, where does the Amazon truck go?
Where's the truck go?
That's so funny. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was back when Halloween was wholesome. And then as you grow up, it gets more and more worse connotations.
I mean, as I got older, people were just like, aren't you a little old to go trick-or-treating? Like, fuck off.
No.
Like, you never 13.
I stopped at 21.
I think I went for the first time at 19. I
knew someone
who had a baby.
My one friend who was Jehovah's Witness, he was 21 with, and we were both 21 living together, and he told me he never trick or treated because of So we dressed up and went trick or treating, and every time they asked us that question, I just told them we just told them what happened, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just taking them trick or treating. I know we're old. And he got so much candy. Like, I didn't go with a bag. I just went with him. But yeah, like, they gave him so much candy. It was kind of hilarious.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, when I was about 20, I took
it was fun. You're cutting out a bit. You have to tell that all again. You cut out half the story.
When I was, I mean, now
it's still a little cutty.
Don't know what to do about that.
Connection? How's your connection?
I don't.
Your internet.
Yes, the internets.
So,
yeah, the bar is on your. You know, doesn't look like you have good bars.
Yes, yes, I do.
This is trying to set up the speaker all over again.
It's okay. I just won't tell my story.
You're good now. No, you're good now.
Yeah, I think you're good now.
Oh, okay. So when I was like 20 or 21, I took someone, went trick-or-treating for the first time, and that was super fun. Mom let me eat all the candy, so that was great.
Nice.
Yes, it was wonderful.
What about you, Caden? Or Kadan? Actually, it would be Kiaden the way I spelt it.
Yeah, it would be
Kiaden. How about you, Kiaden?
Well, you see, I grew up in a small suburb called Fonda.
I'm sorry?
In Fonda.
James Fonda.
So, like,
where?
I don't know where this is.
Yeah, where is
that? It's like right by Mugro.
Oh. I lived there for a bit. I never even heard of that neighborhood.
What?
Yeah, it's
where?
It's like a Forest Lawn, Marlboro.
What?
That kind of area.
I still never heard of that.
The lawn. You're up by the lawn. Could have just said that.
No, like, it's right between Forest Lawn, Marlboro, and can't think of the other one. Like, right by 17.
That would be...
Temple's on to the east.
Dover?
Or to the north, sorry.
No, Dover's a bit more south.
No, Dover's beside Marlboro. It's usually Marlboro, Dover, Forest Lawn.
Yeah, Dover's like... Because remember where I used to live? That was Dover Glen. We were just on the edge.
Yeah. So it was right between all of those, like, areas.
That's not specific about it, but okay.
You weren't in the trailer park, were you?
No.
That was Forest Lawn.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's Forest Lawn.
Well, it depends which one. There's a few. Calgary, everybody. Yeah. Trailer parks and mass suburbs.
Everywhere has them, I think.
Yeah, not really. Most cities do, but not as we do.
Now, here's the thing, though, is we got rid of, like, three, and we still have, like, a double digit, I think.
I think we have, like, 13 or 14 still.
That's why they call it Little Texas.
Halloween.
Instead of trick-or-treating in that area, because my family thought it was dangerous, we ended up going to, like... We ended up like in Rundle or Temple.
Oh, you were one of like those kids.
Yeah, we didn't
check
the area at all.
That's fair.
We always thought about.
We didn't drive. We just drove to like a random area.
Huntington's like two blocks from where I live. I lived in Beddington and Huntington. That's my area. I grew up in.
I used to go to Beddington.
Well,
Beddington was also really nice.
In Mount Pleasant, where I'm from.
We were lower middle class, even though we were poor.
When not?
Exactly.
I was right by all the schools over there.
Yeah, I was in Mount Pleasant, Sunnyside, and Rosedale, Crescent, that whole area. Just mass housing. So many houses.
But yeah, all for like the first 5-6 Halloweens of my life, we would go to random neighborhoods and just trick-or-treat there instead. And then after that, we moved into like, I think it was Applewood.
So you were an invader. You would invade and try to take the candy from other kids.
After I finished my neighborhood, I would invade other neighborhoods too. Yeah. Every time, every year.
Yeah.
The secret candy wars of Halloween.
I'd go to Beddington and then I'd go to the really Norse like nice neighborhoods. I can't remember.
That's a great idea for a game. It's like you're a kid faction defending your housing area from trick-or-treaters. You're invading their lines to trick-or-treat at their houses.
Sounds like a one-shot, Steve,
I think it was like, fuck.
Wait, here's the real question. Who here truly only took one from the candy bowl that says, take one, please?
No.
Who here? Fess up.
I did, of course. I never took a lot. I took like a couple.
Oh, you guys are pussies. Okay,
I came in blocks where they didn't have that bowl. So.
Wait.
It would depend on like what time of the night it was. If I came across that shit in the late of night, yeah, I'm taking the whole.
Imagine 40 to 50 kids, and you're walking down the street, and you see one of those. You know what that means? Is it's a full-on sprint to who gets there first because they're dumping the whole thing of that shit into their bag.
Oh yeah.
That was one of the most fun. Especially being a bigger kid, is it didn't matter if I got there first. All I needed to do was get to a full sprint and just run into all of them. And I could grab it and put it all into my bag.
Oh,
Halloween was the best for that. But imagine, like, we saw it sometimes, like, people would look out their front, because we'd run across yards, and we'd just be booking it towards these. So slowly in our neighborhoods that we trick-or-treated over the years, those kind of slowly disappeared.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wonder why.
I
can't see any reasons why.
But that was always and then there was routes. So like we would have routes that we'd plan because certain houses would always give the same thing. So like there was two houses that would always give pop. So we'd try to hit those houses at certain times so that we'd get something to drink while we're going. Like I'm not even kidding. And like then, like, we knew we'd want to hit.
You guys took it to, like, the South Park level where Cartman's planning out, like,
dude, it's so true. It's why
you would come over here, and you and Santa Kyle, you guys could go up this road.
Well, no. We'd all go together, but this is how we'd go, right? So, like, we knew that we'd hit. And we also knew, because here's the thing. About all the rich people's houses, people would come in all the time and trick-or-treat there. So we'd always try to hit them early. So that we wouldn't have to deal with tons of kids everywhere.
Tons of kids everywhere.
Right? Also, we had to
only a small battalion. Of
just 40. not the 40. Yeah, you're rolling with. That's
exactly. But you have to plan for that logistic.
One legion worrying about another.
Exactly. But I'm not even kidding. Like that was some of the best times. Like just planning an entire.
I've never had that much thought in detail with Halloween. I'm gonna be honest. Maybe with my costume, but like it's where I'm going. That was my parents' jokes. I'm gonna be honest.
Once I got into my teen years, I was smart enough to get multiple costumes and just go
trick-or-treating
over and over again.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh wow!
I would end up with like you
act, or six see.
Bags. I'd be wearing a makeup costume, and then I'd have over top a, like a mask costume, and then multiple layers of that costume, and I would just take them off and go back to the same place.
I would end up with like five or six bags.
Like you just have paper bags and change it.
No, I never change my bag.
Have like just walk with a bag and coat hangers, find a house that gives good candy, and then just hide behind a bush, change a jacket, put on a new mask, go back, new jacket, new masks, just do it like 20 times.
The only time I didn't go back was if they're like, oh, you sound familiar, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like
you just have to get a voice. Trick or treat.
I would go super low for the first time.
That's too funny.
And then eventually I picked up like a voice changer.
Oh, wow. That makes it easier.
It really did.
Do you still have it? Because that would be amazing.
I do not. I lost changing your one voice. Of my two moves in the last year.
But yeah, I no, like the more I think about it, like it didn't seem like a lot of planning because we just pretty much just said there was a lot of us and we had to get to certain places at certain times or else like it'd be either packed or we didn't think that because like we lived in our neighborhoods enough that we knew where kids would go the most and a lot of kids would drive in like it's one of those. It's one of
the electric scooters.
I'm sure nowadays. Can you imagine that now? Like if Halloween was as it was supposed to be.
It'd be mobile.
Yeah, everyone would be on scooters.
Like 40 of them on limes.
40 on birds, and they're fighting for turf.
Flying formation.
You'd have like four dudes like driving with the little scooters dragging a whole like cart behind them. So like just load up the whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
Like yeah. Insane. The collective.
And have the people. You have people get like segways instead just to be faster.
Yeah.
To look cool and get more.
No one looks cool on a segway.
Around here. I couldn't fucking believe it.
I've seen people on segways here.
I didn't say that you don't see them. I just said no one looks cool on a segway.
You hear a knock on your door, you open it up, and all you hear is the whirring of blades as a drone stares you in the face.
With a little, with like a hanging plastic mask of like Captain America.
Yeah, you're the trick or treat.
Oh my god, it's the Avengers!
After this year, that seems like something a lot of kids eventually.
No, this year's the candy slides.
Yeah, I've seen the candy tubes, but like eventually the
what's more practical, candy slides or Drones,
obviously.
Drones, but
everyone's gonna live vicariously through their drone. No one will leave their house. It'll be like the Pulse 2, a mix between Pulse 2 and Skyline.
It's about to fucking roll around.
There'll be a traffic. You'll have air traffic control.
It'll become a mix between Pulse 2 and fucking... just Terminator, except no one will be replaced. Everyone will just be stuck in their house using a drone to fly around. And it won't be because of cyber ghosts. It'll just be because of actual germ-killing people.
Oh, you hear from different neighborhoods. Just... I'm so tired now. Just roaming buzz. It just rolls through the
gang air. Wars become people going out and just shooting down drones of other gangs. So they stop
the candy. Other kids are going to roll around and beat, like the older kids will roll around with baseball bats, beat the shit out of the drones and steal people's candy.
No, you have to remember the bikes. The bikes are the important part there.
That's
that way they get the reach.
No, man, drone has anti-baseball bat defense. She's out of reach.
I mean, that doesn't mean they're not going to try.
Yeah.
Right? But that's where the bullies have to get creative and start actually, like, literally shooting from behind.
My God, slingshots are going to become back in. Slingshots will come back. The resurgence of
slingshots. You get a hold of fireworks.
Yeah. Fireworks are easy to get a hold of, though.
Using fucking Roman candles.
Not saying now, because we don't want people getting illegal fireworks. But they're not that hard to acquire nowadays.
Only legal.
No, if you really look for them, yeah.
Fireworks are legal.
You don't have to try. Certain provinces. Just got to know where to look.
Certain provinces. Fireworks are legal outside of the city. It's only permitted by bylaw.
Exactly.
I know where to get fireworks.
I know where to get fireworks.
I do too.
Legally.
Yes, I also know where to get them legally.
Yes,
I mean.
Legally.
I actually know where to get them legally.
Yeah, if you're willing to go for the drive, you can get them legally. It's not that
it's not that hard at all.
It's not like the most States like where you can buy like
middle of highways
close to dynamite fireworks.
Any gas station in BC.
Oh yeah, 100% there.
It's not like the States though where you can pretty much buy what's pretty close to dynamite as your Well, like, seriously.
If you're not careful, you can lose a fucking hand if you're stupid.
Or start a fire that's ravaging across Southern California.
Hey.
Did you see the explosion? Did you watch the video of the explosion? I'm sure if that was around you, that would blow off your hand, because that's quite the powerful explosion. Damn right. But yeah, what about you, Caden? Tell us about your Halloween experience other than driving in. Okay, let's go this way then. Worst costume to best costume.
Worst costume. Okay. So, I was, like I said, 19 was my cutoff. That year...
And then you cut off.
As a sexy ghost.
Oh boy, how do you do a sexy ghost?
I was gonna say I'm intrigued. I've
suddenly become intrigued.
You know, like the classic like ghost costume with the sheet.
No.
Yeah. Is it nice and short?
No, you just throw on like a bikini on top.
Oh my goodness!
And sexy ghost.
What about you guys?
I was usually just a princess. I enjoyed being a princess.
That says a lot about your character, Sarah.
It does, doesn't it? My name means princess. Sarah means princess, so. Yeah.
But it also spells harass backwards.
That was also not quite. That's not exactly how you spell it.
One is a Grim Reaper.
And what was your worst costume?
Sexy ghost.
I don't think I did sexy ghost. Probably the time when I did all the multiple costumes, because they weren't very good. It was just a mask. And then I had, like, I think it was, like, vampire, like, face makeup or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a weird, like, suit shirt underneath. So I would just, like, zip up the sweater over the suit and then put a face mask on.
I was in kindergarten, so I was 5. We dress up for Halloween because we were 5, you know. That's what you do. And my mom made me. She actually like went through and like painstakingly handmade me this adorable lion costume with a like a headpiece with a mane and a cute little tail that pinned onto my pants. And it was so cute. And I got to school and there was this other boy dressed as a lion. And he made fun of me because I wasn't a very good lion, he said, because I didn't have claws.
Oh, I was a lion.
Damn kids. Damn angry kids.
Sure, wait. I said, not all lions have to have claws. I'm really happy with my costume. And then he called me racist because he was black. I did not know what
that's
was
fair.
5 years old and did not know what that word meant.
You're like, wait a second, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Well, I think I was a lion and a great one.
Well, that took a turn.
And that's how I learned what racism was.
Wow. What an educational Halloween for you. You learn about racism by being a lion. Yeah, Sarah. God.
How not having claws makes you a racist.
I will be honest, one of the better costumes... was like I was 15 or 16. We had full chainmail because my dad collects stuff like that.
That's cool.
So I went out in full chainmail and like an actual sword on my hip.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's pretty cool. The best costume I ever had, I guess it's kind of a tie. I went to Thor one year. I had a helmet and an actual like sledgehammer I brought around and a full suit. And then the one when I was a kid, I guess, my mom made a Batman, literally made an entire Batman costume for me. It was one of the few things she actually sewed. That was pretty cool. But I'd still say my favorite one was the box one. Just all my friends dressing up as just straight up boxes. It was honestly like,
I mean,
it wasn't just one, like, cause it was a shared costume. We had the best reactions ever. Like one guy thought that someone literally just put boxes all over his front lawn. And then when we all opened, we almost did it in unison, I guess. And the guy just fucking freaked. And that was one of my favorite costumes. One of my worst costumes was at name any day. It was minus 40 because I just went out in a winter jacket.
That's fair.
Like I said, fuck looking like the part. I'm just wearing a winter coat and like a mask, and then that's good.
What are you dressed as? Someone who's fucking lost.
I think one time when I was like, I think one time I responded like, what are you dressed as? I'm like, someone who's just super damn cold. Please give me candy. It was good.
I mean, you have to remember the Canadian classic. The sexy snowsuit.
I had so many.
I thought I put a bikini over a snowsuit?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had this. What's the Odyssey you received? One time I got from this.
Full-blown penis.
What?
Some guy had a full blow up, like he was literally a giant penis costume, and it was in high school, and he didn't go to class all day. He just ran around the school, running away from the principal, the vice principal, and the cop as his giant blow up penis.
I meant from your candy and your shit. Something you got from the people you got. Yeah.
Oh, weirdest candy. Oh, I'll go to that in a second, but weirdest costume I've ever seen. And funniest thing, and if you know my way my high school set up, in the cafeteria, there's up a windows to the second level, so you can see like the hallway in the second area. And some we'd be sitting in the lunchroom and look up and just see this guy in the blow-up penis running through the hallway, and behind him is the principal and the vice principal and the cop. And they eventually caught him at like 1 in the afternoon, but for like the entire morning, he was running around, blow up penis.